All right, welcome back to another episode of the Coach's Corner podcast. We're joined here by head men's basketball coach Damian Blair. Coach, opening day is now just over a day away. Talk about your thoughts on the upcoming season.
Well, we're really excited about getting started. I mean, we had a great preseason. Kids played extremely hard. We had a couple of really good scrimmages that tested us. We got a different style of play that we're implementing. So we're looking forward to getting out to the West Liberty tournament to kind of see where we're at.
So opening up down at West Liberty, that's a strong matchup right off the bat. West Liberty was a regional power, and then you see Wheeling on Saturday afternoon. Talk about the first two matchups.
Well, I mean, you said it. West Liberty is always really good. I think they're ranked the preseason poll 17th in the country. Really tough place to play. You got to prepare against their pressure, and they've got multiple guys that can tackle on the offensive end. So we're going to have to be able to play on both sides of the ball in order to be effective, and trying to keep them in front of us and trying to beat the pressure will be the number one keys. And then, you know, after a short turnaround the next afternoon, we got to face a tough Wheeling team that's very similar, athletic, fast, can shoot the ball, and we're deep. So it'll be a great test for us.
So we'll talk about, you know, your roster. We'll look at your returning class first. You have a good group there led by some seniors, you know, and EA, Josh, Moro, Alex. Talk about that group.
They're battle tested.
They are.
You know, they've been in a lot of tough games, and obviously the PSAC is one of the best conferences in the country, so they know what it takes to win. And over the last 3 weeks, they've done a phenomenal job of trying to teach those new guys the nuances of where they need to be defensively and how they have to share the ball and how they have to execute on the offensive end. And we're going to need them to step up, and we're going to need their leadership in order to get to try to get some wins this weekend.
Now looking at your kind of your underclassmen returners, they didn't see a ton of time in years gone by. Obviously, Salim, Miles, and
Nix and Luke,
They did see some time last year, but probably not as much as they'll see this year.
Yeah, well, last year, I think they were taking baby steps.
Sure.
And they were getting their feet wet. And what I've seen so far over the preseason is that those guys have stepped up and made some shots. They understand what I expect from them. They really embrace the style of play. And they are the glue guys. They're the guys that kind of do all the little things. And I think that's important to have on your team, to have three or four guys that are willing to do whatever it takes to for you to be successful.
And then you did bring in a large group of newcomers, but only two true freshmen. You know, a number of D1 transfers. Talk about that group.
They're battle tested as well. You know, right. playing at the Division I level, you know, guys are a little bit taller, a little bit more athletic. So they've seen some tough contests, and they bring some experience to the table as well. And even the two freshmen, they're not your typical freshmen. They've got some size. They're super aggressive. They finish around the basket, and I think at times they'll definitely be able to contribute. But just speaking to the Division I transfers, they've played in a lot of big games, and they understand how to win. It's just a matter of now trying to figure out, you know, what we expect from them. Terminology may be a little bit different than what they expect from their last team, and how fast they can become acclimated, I think, will depend on how well they'll do early on.
Yeah, so one name that probably jumps out to people when they look at our roster is Dylan Blair. Talk about the opportunity to coach your son.
It's awesome. It's absolutely awesome. I get to see him every single day, you know. I think I'm a little bit tougher on him than I'm probably on some of the other guys, but we're lucky in the fact that he's one of those everyday guys that just brings it every day, plays as hard as he possibly can on both ends of the floor, and he's an unselfish player. So if he didn't have those qualities, I think it would be a little bit more difficult to coach him, but he's definitely made his mark early, and like I said, it's just fun seeing him every day and getting an opportunity to coach him. It's been a pleasure.
So after you come back from West Virginia, you'll be opening up with two straight at home, Wilmington and Jeff. You know, that's always two good non-conference games before you head out west for your first crossover weekend. Just kind of talk about that first month of the season. You know, as you said, you're going to be battle tested by the time December rolls around.
Yeah, I think some people use these first couple of games to pick some teams that they know they can beat. Mm-hmm. And we decided to go the other way with that, to test ourselves and to see where we're at, because we knew we did have, you know, Jefferson coming up, Wilmington, and then the PSAC will start with our crossovers, you know, soon after that. You know, we haven't played Jefferson probably in the last 6 to 7 years. We've scrimmaged them a lot, and it's always a tough scrimmage. So, you know, Jimmy Riley does a phenomenal job with his guys, so that'll be another great test for us. And Wilmington's beat us up. You know, they beat us the last 2 years. So I think our guys are looking forward to that game. I'm just excited to get started. You know, you've been beating each other up for about a month now, and our guys want to see, you know, a different uniform and a different face, and I think they're ready to start competing when it counts.
So you're back in the PSAC tournament again last year. You're back in the PSAC quarterfinals, and then you're picked to finish second in the East. This coming year, you know, what does that mean? Do you have anything, or the preseason poll just a nice piece of paper, and you set that to the side?
Yeah. Every year you have your goals of you want to make the playoffs to give yourself an opportunity to win the PSAC title, but for us getting in the Final Four, we haven't been in the Final Four in the last couple of years, and I've been really disappointed in that. And I think partly is mindset. You know, I think COVID mess with us a little bit, and I think now we're moving more towards where we want to be, more of aggressive, nasty, more physical team. We got a little bit away from that, and I think that's been the difference in for seeing the teams that have gotten there and us not being there, and then being a little bit unlucky. So, you know, right now for us, every game that we play is a preparation to get to that point. And we got to do all the little things very, very well and consistent in order to have a good regular season, year. So good regular seasons turn into good postseasons, and we're just trying to put all the little pieces together to make sure we have a good regular season first.
So we'll get you out here on this. You know, how would you describe this year's group to somebody who's going to watch it for the first time?
It's going to be a lot different than what people have seen in the past. In the past, I think we've done a really good job of keeping people off balance by changing defenses. This year, we're just going to be in your face. We're going to be in your face for 40 minutes, and we're going to play as hard as we possibly can. Back to that point of being tough and gritty, I think, is what gets you to the PSAC Final Four and back to the championship game into the NCAAs. I think you're going to see some really talented guys that are fast. We got some size. We guys can shoot. We got some depth. So we got a little bit of everything. It'll be an exciting group to watch. So if anybody's thinking about coming out and supporting, coming out and watching the game, I would definitely encourage it.
All right. Thank you, Coach. All right.